Stars and Stilettos. Today we're going to say what shoe we're wearing. I am wearing the Dolce & Gabbana DG heel in ruby red.
And I have on the YSL open, it's a mule. It's, I think it's called a Camello in denim.
And today we have a little surprise for you guys. We have someone joining us that is very near and dear to my heart. My evil twin, my big brother, is here to join us today as we talk about our relationship series. We're going to be talking about red flags, green flags today. I am 22 years old. He is 29. So we're going to have a male's perspective. We're at different ages and stages in life. So we'll be able to give a little bit of insight and kind of talk about our opinions, what we feel, what we dislike, what we like. And we also have my mom here who will kind of share her feedback on our dating experiences and our life. So I'm so excited to jump into this, and I'm going to give him a minute to say hi and introduce himself.
Well, yeah, I'm Justin, Alexa's big brother. I appreciate y'all having me on the pod.
We're so happy to have you.
I've been begging to get on the pod for a minute, so thank y'all for having me. But no, I'm excited for this topic today. You know, yeah, being at 29 and a male, you know, different perspective, different look at life. So, you know, excited to kind of hear what my sister has to say, what my mother has to say, and share what I think.
And we jump right into just red flags and green flags and what you guys have encountered as you've dated over the years and what you've learned from not listening to those little whispers when something is a red flag. Why don't we start? I think that's a good kind of place to start, because I'm sure you guys have a...
Oh, I have a running list of red flags.
For sure.
I have a lot of red flags.
And it's important to know what your green flags are, because I think sometimes we're so busy looking for red flags, we miss the green flags.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Let's go for it.
I'm going to let Jay jump in and kind of talk about what he sees kind of in women that are red flags, green flags. Just start with a few.
Yeah. I'm starting on the green side, right? So green flags, things that I actually like to see out of a partner, somebody I'm dating, is right off the jump is effort. You know, I think definitely in this day and age, social media has made the world almost feel like you can get what you want at quick, the access of your fingertips. You know, there's never really this, there's just a visual desire and not actually anybody putting in the work anymore, right? And so I think for me, the biggest thing is when you encounter somebody who is willing to put forth the effort, whether that's driving over to come see you or, you know, offering to, you know, pick up dinner on the way home, bring you lunch, and they don't necessarily even have to be acts of service, but simply just somebody asking, how is your day today? I think that's something that's simply been, you know, lost over time.
Yeah. Just somebody who can give back the same amount, the same energy. Because I do think you find that there's not.
And I think, too, both men and women are at fault in this day and age of kind of using social media as the easy way out, because it's so easy to just slide up on somebody's story, drop a heart eyes, drop a heart, kind of communicate that way. But if you're really into someone, I do think you need to make that effort and come out of the phone, come out of social media, like show up in real life.
Show up, yeah. I'm always surprised at how long you guys, I know you're not on social media, Jay, but how long a guy, I'll use you as an example, will text you through DM before he asks for your phone number, or because that's just weird to me. How do you just keep a conversation going on through a DM?
Yeah, and
maybe because I'm not in the social. No, I didn't grow up in that social media era.
That is a red flag, because I do think in today's day, we do, like, social media is how you kind of meet a lot of people. So I don't like to hear people say, like, I don't like for people to reach out to me through social media, because it's like, I mean, that is kind of that's how you're meeting people. That's how you're following. Like, get why you initially might meet somebody through social media. But I do think after you make that initial kind of reach out on social media, you need to follow up with, can I get your number, and like show that you're not just trying to play in the DMs, because playing in the DMs can come off kind of sneaky sometimes. But I do think if a man meets you in person, or a woman, if the woman is the type to approach, if you meet someone in person, you should definitely ask for, I think, the number first. Because I think social media is just like, okay, do you just want to follow? Or are you being sneaky? Do you not want my number in your phone?
She has this.
That's my, like, red flag.
If a guy walks up to her and says, let me get your Instagram. You have that.
That is my big, and it's happened to me at the gym.
That's
and
a
I'm
huge,
like,
red flag.
Huge red flag. And especially, I'm sorry, it's a red flag to approach a girl in the gym.
What does that mean? Is he just going to go and look at your social media and then determine if he wants to talk to you? Why do they say just that? I guess that I have to be educated on that part of it, because I'm like, Why do you need the? Why can't you get my number and my Instagram?
I mean, I think for me, it's not that when I always tell people, because whenever I say I don't like people to get my social media, they think I'm weird. But it's like, I don't mind you having my social media. But when you first, if you meet me in person, in real life, your first thing should be, however, your whatever your little pickup line is, should be followed up with, can I have your number? You know what I mean? If they're interested. Yeah. Eventually, you can get my social media. It's not that I'm trying to hide, but I feel like if a man initially approaches me and is like, can I put my Instagram on your phone? Can I give you my Instagram? It's kind of like, okay, so do you have a girlfriend and you don't want me in your phone because you don't want me texting you? What is the situation? It screams red flag to me. And it's like, okay, do you also just want to follow? Do you just want to be following a lot of pretty girls and pretty girls following you and vice versa?
Yeah, she called herself pretty.
Yeah. I was going to say something, but appreciate Ma for recognizing that.
Okay, first of all,
I love it. You have a lot of confidence. So don't even definitely have the confidence.
Yeah, y'all need to have me on the pod more often. I can bring some humbleness to this station. But no, to go back to your original question, you had asked how long, kind of along the lines of how long from that initial interaction should, you know, a follow-up be done. Now, I'm the type of person that I don't have social media.
Right.
So I live by a 7-day rule. I created that rule. So, a seven-day rule. Hey, I'm telling you. This is my thought process. If you are a single man that is truly actively, you know, looking to somebody to date and really get to know them, 7-day makes perfect sense. So if I meet you on a Saturday, in my head, between Saturday and that upcoming Friday, we should be able to make time to either grab dinner, lunch, grab a brunch.
Okay, I see.
I don't have social media, so I'm not looking, I'm not DMing nobody. I have to go up and say something to an individual if I'm interested.
Because
right?
no one wants a text relationship.
Nobody. And me personally, I'm Monday through Friday, I'm busy. I don't have time to do all that. If you really out here working, you don't have time to sit down for 7 days straight and
be
text all day long. So for me, I'm more of like, hey, anybody can sound good over text. Let's get face to face. Let's spend that time. Let me feel the energy. I got to feel the energy in person.
Okay, I like that. Seven days. So from 7 days from the day you meet her or make the initial walk up, you give yourself 7 days to have coffee, dinner, whatever.
Something. Okay. Some type of interaction.
I think that's a big green flag when I see a man reach out to a woman and they make that follow up within that 7-day time frame. Because if you reach out to a woman and you're just texting back and forth, how's your day? What are you doing? Like, I don't know you well enough to be texting back. Like, there's no substance to it. So I do think it's important to make that initial, like, hang out, whatever it's going to be, because that also tells the woman that you're serious. Because I tend to blow off a lot of guys. If you, the first 2-3 days you were talking and you're just texting and you haven't said, oh, I would like to hang out, get to know you, whatever, then I'm like, okay, you just want a text relationship and I don't have time for that. I don't have to just text people.
Right.
So, but sis, I'm going to say this right now, because you saying what, you'll give it 2 to 3 days, right? I'll be honest with you. Most women nowadays is giving you maybe a day and a half. And they're spotty with texts all day long.
That is true.
So I'm going to say this. I think it goes a two-way street. As a male, you make that first interaction and you're trying to make it happen within those first 7 days. But at the same time, if a woman is not entertaining us, we don't need to continue to text you, hey, good morning. No, we don't need to keep doing that if y'all aren't entertaining the text. If you can't even text back to me.
Because I do think some women try to play that hard to get, or like they try to act too busy.
And that ain't, that's not cute. Yeah. That's not cute.
It's not cute.
I think at the end of the day,
I think it's childish.
The biggest red flag, I think, in everyone is that in these relationships, in these situationships, whatever, people play too many games. I don't know why we got to such games. And I'm just like, just be straightforward. If you're interested in someone, make the effort. If, like, just, it needs to be reciprocated. Stop playing the games. But at the same time, if you see someone isn't giving you that same energy back, then be quick to move on.
Yeah.
But I mean, just think there's too many games in the dating game right now.
For sure. For sure.
You know, I think people waste too much time in that talking period, like the talking period, because you can't find out anything through text or... You got to get to a person. I always say you have to see a person in their natural. You got to see a person at dinner. You got to see them the next day in the morning. You got to see a person when things are bad, when things are good. And you can't do that through text. You can say anything through text.
And I don't think it's even like, I don't think that's moving too fast if we go off like your 7-day time period. Like, I don't think, because I do think some people are like, some people have something to say if they feel like it's moving too fast, but I'm like, I just think you need to make that effort soon because.
But I think that's people dating with intention. Like, and I don't mean intention to be married, just dating intention in the sense that I want to have a boyfriend, or I'm okay with having a boyfriend and you seem like a nice person. You're dating with intention, not just, I just trying to get another notch on my belt. And
exactly.
So I think that can be.
Yeah. And I would even say like the whole people saying, oh, it's moving too fast. I'm a firm believer in, you know, there's never a moving too fast if you were dating with intention, right? Mm-hmm. Now, y'all could disagree with me on this, but I feel like, I don't think anybody goes into it thinking like, okay, I'm going to meet you today and then tomorrow we're going to be boyfriend, girlfriend, and next week we're going to be married, right? But I think naturally when you get around the right person or get around somebody who makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel yourself,
right,
it naturally moves at a faster pace. And so people automatically, oh, you know, we got to stop. We got to hold off. This is moving too fast. But maybe it's just your body, your energy, your soul is like, hey, I feel comfortable with this person. And it's allowing you to progress faster than what you typically can progress with, you know, other people out in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know. So to me, I don't necessarily look at how fast we're moving. For me, it's just more of how are we showing up for each other?
Yeah, how are we moving?
What conversations are we having? Are we
moving positively?
Yeah. Are we moving positively? Are we having in-depth conversations? Right. Each day, am I getting to know more and more about you? Good, bad, ugly, whatever it may be. Is it progressing to where, okay, we're at least we're taking the layers of the onion are coming off.
Yeah.
We're getting to the center of it, right?
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, if you get to 3 months, and that person is not looking like the same person you spoke to, or you thought you have this great energy, it's moving fast. And then at 3 months, it starts to be like, okay, you're not the same person, because people start to reveal themselves.
For sure.
So yeah. I do think when you move fast, you can quickly get to somebody. You can quickly get to the end and be like, okay, you're not the person I thought you were. That was love bombing. That was some fake stuff that you were presenting.
Some people are very fraudulent.
And people are very fraudulent. They do the love bombing. And what I will say is consistently, love bombing doesn't last, because the person can't keep that facade up.
Yeah.
You can't keep a, you know what I mean? It's like, I always, this is so simple, but it's like holding in your stomach. You can hold your stomach in for a minute, but how long can you can't do that all day. Yeah. Your stomach at some point is going to have to relax. So, and I just feel like they can't keep the facade up. So you start to see the real person. You're like, oh, okay.
True.
That's who you really are. So know at that time, if you move that fast and they're not the person, that's when you need to back out and exit.
Yeah.
You got to know. Like, you always, you taught us, don't collect. We're not in the business of collecting red flags.
No, I love exactly.
I love
you have taught us that.
Yeah, you can't collect them. And for what purpose?
Purpose? And I think a red flag for me, and I mean, I know Jay probably, you might be able to relate to this, but you aren't on social media like that. But a red flag for me is social media, because I just feel like it's how they utilize social media.
That can get us a whole lot of.
No, but some people don't realize that everyone that they follow is public. You know what I mean? I mean, they realize that, they know that, but it's like
that you can see that who a person follows.
You can see who someone follows, and so I'm also like, you know, it makes you realize like some of these people. Are you being intentional? Are you not being intentional? Because sometimes the people that they are attempting to pursue are not the same people or the same type of people that they are following on social media. And I'm just like, I do think social media trips people up. And I'm like a big believer that like when you get into a relationship, you should kind of do a social media cleanup, because how you run your social media when you're single is a lot different than how you should be running your social media when you're in a relationship. I mean, you shouldn't be running it differently, but people do. So there needs to be a cleanup. But I want y'all's opinion on that.
No, I definitely agree with that, right? I think that, again, coming from somebody who I don't have any social media, right? You're not going to find me posting nothing up. You're not going to find me posted up. But dating people who are actively in social media, it's not a red flag to me. But yeah, once we hit a point where, you know, we established that this is serious, there definitely needs to be a cleanup. And I feel like so many times what I've encountered is that people are sometimes reluctant to clean up,
do the cleanup,
because of whatever reason. I'm going to tell you, if you're reluctant to do cleanup, or, you know, we've been dating for a minute and you can't, you know, drop a hint to your world that I'm even existing, that I'm good on that. I don't need to be a part. Because at the end of the day, okay, you can walk around in private with me, but, you know, when it comes to the public eye and, you know, maybe people who are interested in your life, you got to keep me in a closet?
I think for me too, it's like, I do like to keep relationships private. I'm not going to have the person I'm with posted all over my social media, but there's also just like a level of respect. When I get into a relationship, yeah, I'm going to unfollow a few people. I'm going to unfollow past people because naturally if you're in a relationship, you don't necessarily want the person you're with to be following an ex or an ex situation. That doesn't make the other person feel comfortable. So it's like a cleanup needs to be done, but also like, I'm not the type of person to blast you all over my social media just because I do think that like, it's not everybody's business, but I'm not afraid to post you on my social media. And I find sometimes that there's some people that are so reluctant to post you on social media. So then it makes you side eye them like, why is that the case? Mm-hmm. And then they're also reluctant to do that cleanup. But it's like that, all of that is a red flag, because when you get in a relationship, if you think you found your person, which hopefully you're not with somebody that you don't think is your person, then a cleanup should be done. And I'm not saying you have to post me all over your social media, but you shouldn't be afraid to at all.
Very, very true.
Okay, so what I think I hear you saying is you don't necessarily post because you believe your relationship is private, but it's not that people don't know you're in a... It's not like your people don't know that, oh, Alexa's in a relationship. There's something you've done somewhere strategically that people know you're in a relationship. You just may not post up your relationship to keep it private and keep it respectful, right?
Is that what you're saying? Like for me, well, I don't post unnecessarily in general, so I'm not just going to be posting random stuff all day.
Yeah.
But like, okay, Valentine's Day comes around. Yeah, I'm probably going to post you or post us at whatever it is. But I'm not going to be posting every single day of the week.
Yeah, because that's your problem. No, yeah. I definitely, and I agree with that. I do think that people can be private. You can have a private relationship, but being private in the sense that I'm private, I'm not posting him and blasting him all over social media, but we're in a relationship together and my people know, or people know in general. What you were saying is, I got to go back to the whole cleanup. Why would you be with somebody that's got to clean up their Instagram? I'm thinking, okay, so if you were out there, you're taking it as something bad out there.
No, it's just...
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Like, yeah, hopefully you ain't got no nudies on Instagram.
Like,
but,
what do you mean?
But what I'm saying is like, what Lex is saying is essentially, you know, you got pictures of your ex. I've encountered an individual where she had pictures of her and her ex, multiple exes, over the course of her old Instagram.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. That makes sense.
And when I had asked, like, hey, like, what's that about? The response was, well, it's just pictures of, you know, because, yeah, it was brought up to me. And if for those of y'all that can't see, they're looking at me crazy because they're, why did you ask? Look, if you're in a relationship with somebody, everybody has a right to ask whatever they want to ask.
I agree.
That's the goal. If we in a relationship, you can ask whatever you want to ask.
No, you should not be. If you are in a relationship and y'all had a conversation about the past, you do not go back asking about past relationships. That person's past is their past.
Well, no. I'm not saying go back and ask just to be nosy, but I'm saying if it is presenting itself. If a ex is calling, or if you're still following an ex, we need to talk about that right
y'all
now.
Y'all tripping. If I feel the need to ask, I'm going to ask.
I don't have a problem if someone's still following their ex. If they can end on good terms, they can be friends. It shouldn't be present, though. You should not be dealing or encountering anything.
I also think, let's be like, okay, now, yes, I'm in college. Jay's 29. Yeah. Now, yes, if it's an ex from high school, like, I'm not about to be, like, okay, we're not going that far. But I'm saying if it's an ex that you dated within the past 3 years,
I don't care if he's your ex from first grade. They need to be gone.
If you end as friends and you respectfully have moved on and you've moved on, why can't they still be on social media and whatever? As long as it's not present. I don't think that anybody should be heartening, and I don't know all the terms, but no, they shouldn't be in the comments like, oh, love you, loved it. But I definitely think they can be in they can follow each other and give a heart or something, right?
Man, you wouldn't have social media. I can guarantee you.
If Dan was even on LinkedIn liking a woman's stuff, how would you Like,
yeah, no,
exactly. Said that's
well, his, I mean, no,
exactly.
Oh, first of all, I've been married 30 years and plus. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, like, no. Exactly. You crazy. So you know you're not letting that slide, so why are you doing that?
Okay, we're not talking about me. We're talking about, and we're talking about dating, not marriage. And y'all aren't talking about marriage. We're talking about dating. But, okay, so I hear you, but I think that y'all need to revisit that. The cleanup thing, I don't know why you're dating somebody that's got to clean up, but I understand now you're just saying if it's pictures of them having...
When I was saying clean up, because when you're single, okay, when you're single, for instance, meet somebody out of the club, you follow them, right?
Right.
You meet somebody out of the club, maybe it leads to a little bit more, you still follow them because you're single. Like, you're not going to think till the next day or the next week, I need to unfollow her, whatever, I need to unfollow him.
Okay.
When you get into a relationship, you kind of have to do cleanup because all those people that you may have followed from a night out, this, that, whatever, maybe they're still dropping hard eyes on your story. Maybe they're still sliding into your because they don't know that you're you have found the person. So my thing is that when that time rolls around, you need to clean that up because your who you're following definitely needs to be cleaned up, okay?
Okay.
That needs to be cleaned up. Like Jay said, any pictures of maybe exes on the page, that needs to be gone out of respect. You know what I mean?
Respect.
For
sure.
Just stuff like
that.
Like I said, I'm not saying you got to go unfollow every single girl that you follow, but it definitely is like if you know that there was something more between you and a person.
And there's hard eyes. I get that.
And
yeah,
you know what
I
mean?
Totally think, because I do think that's disrespectful.
And I'm saying that not to come at a man, because we've all been, we've all done it when we're single.
Universal,
you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. I think when a guy or a girl is so reluctant to do that, then you got to look at them side-eye, because in my situations, the times where someone has been reluctant to do that, it's been because they were trying to have kind of some backups if we didn't work out.
Backups.
And I'm just like, you can't live your life based off, if this doesn't work out, I got these backups in my DMs.
And
no.
I don't even know. What I find with your generation specifically, it's like they don't want to lose the follow. So it's like, no, that's going to make my account go down or something. They want to keep all these people because they need the followers or they need the likes. So I don't know. Sometimes I think people are reluctant because they're so busy trying to
People are so busy trying to beat their ego. People like that.
People like the
hard
eyes.
And,
at the expense of their significant other, I think that can be a problem, though.
Exactly.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Me and Jay on the same page.
I got you.
She had us worried for a minute.
I think clear now. I got y'all.